I want to finish this inyan of Sakana. We pretty much covered all of the topics that we said we're going to cover, except that the Gemara in Bava Metzia says that the reason you have to pay a worker on time is because a love who knows say is nafsho. And the Gemara learns that he puts his life in danger for getting his salary. Otherwise, if a person didn't need the money, why would he climb up a tree and put his life in danger or do other life-endangering things to earn a living? So you see from there that for the sake of Parnassa, you're allowed to do things that are sakon. And Darchei Tshuva Taka brings down that it's therefore we see that a person is allowed to go through the desert, he's allowed to cross the ocean, even though those things are considered sakonos for the sake of Parnassa. So the only prohibition of putting yourself in a makom sakana is where you do it in a way that you are mezalzel b'chayecha. It's like you don't consider your life important, and therefore you're willing to gamble with it. But if there's a purpose why you're doing it, or there's another condition, that the only isser is where you do it and you rely on your mazel. You don't have any reason to think that you can protect yourself. You know it's dangerous and there's no way of protecting yourself, but you don't care. You rely on your mazel and think that everything will be okay. But if you know that you can control the situation, you think you can control the situation, and you can do at least your hishtadlis because of your talent or skill or whatever, and for you therefore it's not dangerous, then that's also permitted. Therefore, a person, if the only way he could earn a parnasa, not maybe the only way, but the way that he could earn a parnasa is to be a high, wire walker. What are they called? Tightrope walker. And he knows that he's skilled, and he can do it in a way that it won't be a danger to him. He's allowed to do that. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about a guy being a ball player. Now, even though sometimes it's dangerous, I guess football player or a baseball player is not that dangerous. A football player, right, or whatever, a hockey player, right, those are dangerous things, aside from the actual game, but the fights they get into are also dangerous. So, all those things, for Parnassa, as long as it's not something that is an extra danger, right, that no skill in the world could really protect you, and something that there's constantly accidents or whatever, something that an accident could happen or whatever, that is what's called the mutter. And it's not only things that for parnasa, but even if a person wants to show his strength or whatever, and it's not something that again is extremely dangerous, there are risks involved, then that's also mutter. As long as you don't do it because you just don't care about your life and you do it capriciously. If there's a purpose to what you're doing, it's okay. But it was master from this that if you want to just take a trip into the desert or a trip overseas for no good purpose, that would be awesome. Unless today, since the boats are different than they used to be, so today, even though you still bench gomo when you cross an ocean, but it's not considered a real sakana because the chances of accidents are very, very minimal compared to what they used to be. And there was, unless you're crossing the Red Sea, it could be that that's also mutter. Okay, that pretty much wraps up the topic. There's just one thing I'd like to add as a postscript to this. We spoke a lot about dangers to life, putting your life in danger, other people's lives in danger. Life danger is only for this world. Spiritual dangers are eternal. And a lot of times people are very careful about not exposing themselves or their children to the different kinds of diseases or dangers, and making sure that they're protected, and they don't protect them too much when it comes to spiritual things. And Chazal say that it's as much part of the nature of the world for a person to be endangered by physical things as by spiritual things. and they just the opposite. Spiritual danger is much more serious, and it's just as natural. A person is affected by his surroundings, by his environment, the people he hangs around with, the surroundings that he hangs around with, and therefore, if we're so careful about guarding our health physically and ourselves from dangerous things physically, a person should be as careful, if not more careful, of guarding himself and his children from spiritual dangers also.